Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Already getting a lot of questions about my t-shirt today. And no, I was not part of the group of people that welcomed Joe Biden in Minnesota. I just also happened to be wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt. If you missed that, the president was greeted by FJB and
Let's Go Brandon!
And You Suck signs, which I almost think is worse. FJB, it's like, yeah, that's bad, but You Suck just feels mean.
That's you. They're not even putting in enough effort to be clever about how much distaste they have for you at that point.
That's what it is, Jared. It just feels like he kind of mailed it in. Like, we really hate him, but we're not going to waste our time coming up with something clever. So Joe Biden rolls into town, and there was, by the way, if you want to purchase this, gracecurlyshow.com, get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. I've already gotten some looks in the office, not from anyone I work with, but from people in the bathroom when I was wearing it. That's okay. I'm ready for people to be angry when I show up in this shirt. That's totally fine. I suggest to people that you wear this to Christmas. Get everything out there right off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
Time will show that you are on the right side of history with a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt.
Absolutely. But I saw some clips from yesterday. I was listening to Howie's show where he played Joe Biden confusing whether Representative Ilhan Omar was a man or a woman. He was calling her he. And, you know, it was a train wreck. But because of all of this other news, because of Chris Cuomo, because of Charlie Baker not seeking re-election, because of Jussie Smollett deciding to have a dry run of his fake hate crime the day before, and it was caught on video and shown to jurors, because of Ghislaine Maxwell talking about the Lolita Express, or at least the pilot was there, there's all sorts of news that I managed to skip over a sound cut that I think is hysterical. Joe Biden, every once in a while, you know, he's in a fog right now. And I say that with a little bit of scorn and a little bit of pity. He's in a fog. He looks up at the ceiling and he says, it's a pretty place, isn't it? He wanders into his game show fake set of the White House, and it feels like the Truman Show. If Truman were really old and ate ice cream all the time. I don't know who would be watching the Truman Show, but that's what it feels like. And every once in a while, I don't know if they put something in his ice cream. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he has a flashback to his days where he was in his towel at the motel, you know, talking to these important people. I don't know. But he gets this look in his eye. And it's tough guy Joe. It's I'll take you behind the gym Joe. It's let's have a push-up contest Joe. It's shut up, man, Joe. And he got that look in his eye last night. And it usually comes with this big, you know, Cheshire grin. Like, oh, he's ready. He's ready to really lay you out. So a reporter catches him at the tarmac yesterday. And she asks him about this travel ban, which, as everyone knows, if you're trying to keep up with how things work, travel bans under Donald Trump are racist. Other things that are bad under Donald Trump: vaccines, bad, cannot be trusted. Just ask Kamala Harris, just ask all the late night hosts, just ask everyone on Twitter. You could not trust a vaccine under Donald Trump. Vaccines become okay again under Joe Biden. These are just things we need to adjust to. Now, Joe is asked about this travel ban where he's banning, there's several different countries that are no longer allowed to travel here because of the Omicron variant. And I want you to listen to this. Cut 23.
President Trump instituted the travel restrictions was a real shock to European allies. Are you committed to...
Unlike Trump, I don't shock our allies.
He's got a huge smile on his face, too. Like, very smug. He thought that line was gold. Unlike Trump. He really thinks he's like Clint Eastwood. Unlike Trump, I don't shock our European allies. Take that home, sweetie, and God love you. And tell your mother I said hi. I'll give her a call tomorrow. He's really crazy. But the reason I think this is even more mind-blowing...
You got good blood, kid.
...is the fact that he's always shocking our European allies. He's always shocking everyone. Whether he's falling up the stairs, botching the Afghanistan withdrawal, ticking off France with the submarine deals, this guy shocks more people than any other president I've ever seen, and at least in my lifetime. He's shocking. And I know Trump shocked everybody with his tweets, but it didn't really change the landscape of the world when he did it. Joe Biden does things. I remember Boris Johnson saying, like, he didn't even get a call from the president during the Afghanistan disaster until days later. And then he's going to get out there and say, I don't shock people. All right. Huh. And that's not the only thing we have about this administration that's causing a lot of concern. Another thing that people have reached out to me to talk about is inflation. And I saw, I was discussing this with a few people, and I think it was Dana Perino who mentioned that there's this attempt by Jen Psaki. She's learned a lot from Obama. She wants to set up a straw man. And so she wants to kind of try to blame Republicans. Well, what's their plan? You know, when you say that, like when someone says, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, do you have a better idea? Do you have a better idea? And she thinks that the GOP opposing all of this spending is her best response is, well, what's their idea? What are they going to do to fix it? And of course, their idea, as Dana was pointing out yesterday, their idea is to not pump trillions of dollars into an already inflated economy. That's the idea. The idea is to not do that. That can be an idea. And it's like what Howie always says. He's always more impressed with politicians who block legislation rather than politicians who draft up new legislation. Like, what have you stopped from coming down the pipe? You know, that's something. Sometimes gridlock, sometimes stopping something is better than actually accomplishing something. But they want to pump more money into this. And everyone, even the experts, are saying that this transitory inflation could be around a lot longer if we don't pump the brakes. Listen to Jen Psaki yesterday, cut 21.
No matter how you want to label it or view it, our view is that, in the view of the Federal Reserve, private sector forecasters, and the markets, has been and remains that inflation will ease over time, whatever you want to call it, and that our supply chain issues and higher prices are rooted in the pandemic, which will subside as we get it under control.
Oh, so the supply chain issues will subside after you guys get it under control. Do you have a timeline for us on that?
What's your timeline?
Yeah, do you have a better one? Well, is Pete Buttigieg back from his paternity leave? Is he going to fix it? Is he going to fix it by telling us to buy electric vehicles? By the way, you think there's a little weight on electric vehicles right now?
He's selling electric vehicles in the Ozarks right now. Hey, guys, you're going to love this.
I don't understand this administration and how much they think people are just going to go along with this. People see inflation. You know, we might not see the submarine deal. We might not be in the meetings. You know, people might forget certain news cycles, but people know how much they're spending on groceries. People know that they're waiting months and months and months for the tragedy of the treadmill to arrive. That wears on people eventually, but they're just convinced that they're Teflon, and they're not. Something I really want to tell you guys about when we return is there's this piece, and it's by Dr. Angelique Cotiz, or Coetzee, and she talks about how this variant of the coronavirus has driven these governments completely insane, and how specifically in the UK, they're doing all of the wrong things. They're overreacting to this. And I think her biggest point here is that you shouldn't be punishing people for being honest. Like, they found a variant. They were honest about it. They were honest about the symptoms. They said it's very mild. And this is the thanks they get. They're banned now from going anywhere. Everyone's on full lockdown. Dr. Fauci's telling us, you know, maybe by Christmas of 2028, you'll be able to step outside without your mask on, take a deep breath, and then go back inside. It's called an overreaction. 844-500-4242. Just a quick recap. I feel like a real news anchor right now because I keep having to tell you all the latest updates. Chris Cuomo is out. He's indefinitely suspended, so don't get too excited. You know, he's waiting in the wings. Charlie Baker, also out. He has decided not to run for re-election for governor of Massachusetts. That's great news. And Governor Gavin Newsom is not following his own rules again. He's staying at a fancy hotel while California is still under emergency orders. So everything's the same but different in a way. 844-500-4242. Speaking of California, we got Kira Davis from Red State joining us at 1:30. She, you know, sometimes, Jared, when we live, because we live in Massachusetts, we get so spoiled. We think the world revolves around us and our incompetent politicians. Howie always says, oh, everybody who's bad, they have roots in Massachusetts. And that's true to an extent. But I don't think we hold a candle to California.
No, it is humbling sometimes.
Yes, just it
how
is.
How bad we think we have it. And then you look at California. Thank God I got out when I did. But then you look at California and it's just like, man, you guys.
You pick
you poor
real
souls.
Winners. So I'm going to ask Keir Davis, and if anyone has any other ideas, let me know. I want to ask her about Gavin Newsom, obviously, Governor Hair Gel, as they call him at Red State. Obviously, London Breed, partying at the nightclub. And also the crime in California. I know Seth Rogen told us there's nothing to worry about, but maybe Keira Davis has a different opinion. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You'll set the terms, you'll set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. It appears as though Joe Biden is live right now, Jared. And I say that with my sincerest condolences to you because I know you have to cut it.
Yeah, he has been talking about how, yeah, some Christmas presents may be delayed, but that's not really true for most Americans. Apparently, that's another minimalist thing. Plus, he's got his kind of like permanent squint going today.
Yes, he does.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep. Yep.
I can't tell if like the lights are too bright, the teleprompter isn't at the right setting, but yeah, this is peak Joe.
This is peak Joe. Well, that's your tease. We'll have all that sound for you probably in the 2 o'clock. We'll probably get to it by then. So make sure you keep tuning in. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Oh, he looks like he's getting ready to take questions from his handy dandy list. Is he going to say AP Zeke Miller, ABC Mary? I feel like I know these people now. They're just names I've heard over and over and over again. I'm surprised he's taking questions. We will probably go to this in the 2 o'clock hour if there's anything that you guys need to hear. If there's any vital information on the social spending plan amid the economic crises that Joe is constantly telling us is not really happening. Baxter, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, nice to talk to you again, Grace. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I when I think of Joe Biden, I can't help but, you know, you've read Ron Kessler's First Family Detail by Ron Kessler.
Yes, I've read bits of it. I haven't read the entire thing.
So there's a section on Joe Biden in there, and when I think of him, I can't get out of my head. He was in the book, allegedly he would swim nude in his pool at his Delaware home in front of female service agents.
Yes, we've talked about that before.
What kind of a person does that? You know, what does that say about somebody? You know, right then and there to do something like that. How twisted are you inside? You know, I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around doing something like that.
But Baxter, and I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. But then you see the stuff that he's done over and over again on camera. The way he's smelling people's hair, the way he's touching people inappropriately. This guy has always acted like he's above the law. He's above, you know, common decency. And that's the part of Biden that drives me the most crazy, is that whole narrative that we were fed ad nauseum during the campaign, that he's this decent, grandfathery, caring man who whispers to you. He probably does whisper to people, but he's not a decent guy.
I'm not the president.
He's not like this good blue-collar Joe, lunch bucket Joe six-pack, whatever he wants to call himself. It's not real. We have plenty of pictures of stories that tell us that this man and his entire family are grifters. They're grifters, and they're mean. I always think about, if we're going down a memory lane here, I always think about the debate between Paul Ryan, who I'm also not a huge fan of, and Joe Biden, and how mean he was. He can be very, very vicious. It's easy to forget now that he's bumbling around and doesn't know where he is, but this is not a nice guy. I'm going to go to the callers in one sec, but first, today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to follinsbyinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
If you needed a lawyer, which of these people would you hire? Chris Cuomo, Hunter Biden, Jeffrey Toobin, or Michael Avenatti?
Just lock me up, Judge. Just lock me up. I would probably pick Jeffrey Toobin.
Jeffrey Toobin is in the lead now at 35%. 29% for Avenatti, 22% for Hunter, and 15% for Fredo Cuomo.
Yeah, anytime I can play Jeffrey Toobin cuts or talk about Jeffrey Toobin, I will, because then we can play the O.J. Simpson cut, which also is evergreen. It never, ever gets old.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
Oh, I love that so much. All right, Nick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, Grace?
Good, what's up?
The Biden's on TV now. I just got off. We all know that about 80%, 90% of what he says is a blatant lie or absurdities. Untruths, etc. Isn't it time, since he's on, what, every day? Isn't it time that the Republicans or conservatives get equal time? I believe, isn't that an FCC kind of thing? Someone should come on after he talks. Very easy to research. Just look at everything he says. It'll be a lie. And refute what he says so the American people understand what, according to, what is it, Matt Walsh, radio guy?
Yeah.
He's a rotting bag of oatmeal. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Well, you know, it just depends on what channels you watch. I know I've already referenced them several times, but I watch a lot of Fox, a lot of Newsmax, and it's actually jarring how quickly and how easily they can dismantle not only everything Biden says. We don't get a lot of Biden talking anymore, but everything Jen Psaki says. She comes out and claims one thing, and you can take it apart within 2 seconds. The idea that Joe Biden wasn't insulting President Trump by calling him xenophobic over the travel ban, but he was calling him xenophobic over tweets, is just a lie. And if you see the actual tweet, you know it's a lie. So she goes from that, you cut to Fox or some channel that has a little bit of common sense, and they can fact check it right there. They don't need to hire Glenn Kessler or Daniel Dale or any of the experts at CNN or Chris Cuomo's team from Primetime Tonight or whatever it's called. They can just do it because they have the old tweet. It's pathetic. 844-500-4242. All right, we have Keira Davis coming up next, and she's a California lady. She's going to be talking about Governor Gavin Newsom. I don't know if people are aware of this, But he went on vacation, and it looks pretty swanky. French laundry status, let's just say. We'll be right back with more. Keira Davis coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We've been covering everything today, from Chris Cuomo to Charlie Baker to Joe Biden. And I have a feeling we're going to have to get to Joe Biden again after this. He looked very confused today, which is kind of his normal setting at this point. But even so, like Jared said, he looked tired and a bit disgruntled.
Yeah, Yamiche closed out with a question, too, so that'll be fun.
Oh, excellent. Another hero in journalism. All right, joining us now, I'm very excited about this. So this morning I see a story about Governor Gavin Newsom, and this is just one after the next. I keep seeing California stories, whether it's San Francisco and the organized crime, the undocumented shopping, whether it's Nancy Pelosi in California. It's the gift that keeps on giving, but it's tough. And Keira Davis, she's first of all one of my favorite writers. She's the editor at large for Red State. You've probably seen her on Tucker Carlson. She's on Fox all the time. She lives in California. And Keira, obviously my condolences for that. But I needed to have you on to start. Let's talk Gavin Newsom. Tell my audience about his latest move.
You'll get a kick out of this. So he has extended his emergency orders once again. It's now becoming just a way of life here. He has basically one-man control since the COVID crisis started, and he says we're still in a huge crisis, and we cannot let up. We have not defeated COVID yet, and so, of course, he extended his emergency powers once again. We're going on 2 years of this, and the day after he extended his emergency powers, he headed off to Mexico, where he was enjoying a luxury vacation to the tune of nearly $30,000 a night.
A night! And then I read that it's all-inclusive, and I was thinking, Keira, if I'm spending $30,000 a night at a place, they better be including, like, diamond bracelets and bottles of wine. I mean, I don't even understand what kind of place is $30,000 a night, but I'm not a beautiful person.
It does not compute at all. But this is the MO of the progressive class these days, right? We have seen the biggest gap open between lower class Americans, average Americans, and wealthy Americans. And it's been because of progressives. It's been an incredible switch, really, to watch, because progressives used to stand on the idea that, oh, well, we're the party of class equality, and we're the party of equity. And yet all of their policies have just opened up this gap. And we see that the Democrat elite are living totally different lives than we're living here on the ground. You know, the governor, I mean, just let this process, Grace. The governor says that we are in such an emergency that he has to suspend our constitutional right to representation. He has to suspend making law by our assembly, by our Senate. He has to be in control because it is so dangerous. And we're still getting instructions about how the kids need to be masked in school. We may have to shut down school again. You may not be able to see your family for Christmas. These are sacrifices you have to make. And then this guy leaves the country. Are we in an emergency or not?
And Keira, I just want to say, to be fair, this was quite the opportunity for him. I mean, this place, 10,000 to 12,000 square foot villa, it comes with two chefs. Because, you know, one chef is not going to do the trick. You need two. 4 to 5 servers, personal trainers. And Keira, I just want to let you know, I'm sure all of these people who were, you know, catering to Gavin Newsom and making his vacation as lovely as possible, I'm sure they were all wearing masks while he was probably not.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't even know what the policy is in Mexico. You know what I mean? That's a whole different country. It's not ours, that's for sure, which is where he's supposed to be presiding over this emergency until it's solved. So we just know that this is all lip service. That's all it is. These are all just games.
It absolutely is. And as much as I make light of Gavin Newsom in California, I know how hard you worked to try to get him out, and the voters didn't, you know, jump on that opportunity. But he's not the only politician, Kira, that you guys are dealing with. You actually had a piece recently in Red State. I read it here on the air because I thought it was pretty hilarious. London Breed, she is amazing. First of all, let's remind everyone that she's been caught multiple times breaking her own rules. One of those times was when she was at a jazz club because Tony Tone was back in session. Recently, she was at a nightclub, but you wrote about something completely different. You wrote about the looting that is happening in San Francisco and how her brilliant idea to deal with that. Can you explain it to the listeners?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the listeners have heard about a lot of the stores that have been getting hit in San Francisco. It's really a California-wide problem, but San Francisco is such a big city. It's definitely getting a lot of the press, but there's been a huge uptick in crime recently, in crime rings and smash and grab rings. And so people are naturally worried, especially within the city limits of San Francisco. So they've gone to their mayor and asked her to bring some solutions. And her big solution is to limit parking. That is her amazing solution to the problem of crime rings in San Francisco and crime in San Francisco. Her idea is to simply limit access to the downtown areas for vehicles, start putting up parking warnings, start ticketing people, start limiting the space that people have to park. I guess the logic behind that is that, you know, the criminals have less time to get in and take stuff, or it'll just be too inconvenient for them to get into these downtown areas. I don't know. Apparently she hasn't thought about the convenience to the shoppers. You know, are they going to be able to get in and shop? It just seems like, again, this is progressive politics, right? This is the idea that it's victim blaming, really, what it is. It's punishing people by making their life harder. Instead of raising police presence, instead of maybe rolling back or suspending some of these incredibly insane laws that allow for crime to flourish in this state, her big idea is just to limit the amount of access people have to retail.
And as much as people are opening their eyes to this, and I'm sure in California a lot of people are realizing that this can't go on much longer, there is still this gaslighting effort on the part of the elites. We saw with Seth Rogen telling a YouTuber that, you know, it's lovely in LA. This is called living in a big city. You know, this is all, you know, your car gets broken into. What's the big deal? Do you see, Kira, that some people are opening their eyes to this, being red-pilled, so to speak?
Yeah, I see it every day. I mean, and people here, a lot of them they're not voting. They're voting with their feet.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to the ballot box. They're just going. And I can't tell you how many people I personally know, I've been keeping count over the last 2 years, who have just suddenly picked up and moved, like just woke up one day and were like, we can't do this anymore. I mean, I'm up to 19. And those are just the people I know personally. Whole families just disappearing. And so that's part of the reason why I know a lot of people wonder why we keep voting for crazy stuff. But part of the reason is that the people, you know, who could counteract those votes, a lot of them are leaving. And I'm seeing more and more people going, this isn't what I voted for. This isn't what I thought I was getting. And I think what has really woken up a lot of people is they've been going to their elected Democrats, the people that they believe are on their side. Hey, we're the good guys, right? We're the left. We're the good guys. And I vote for Newsom and I vote for my Democrat representative. And of course they're on my side. And they go and they say, hey, this law that you made, I know you had good intentions because obviously I know you're a good person, but this law is affecting me. It's affecting my business in a very negative way. I'm scared for my kids. Maybe we need to rethink this. And they're just getting ignored. And they can't believe it, right? They just can't believe it. They're like, wait, we're on the same side. So a lot of people here in the state are discovering that their politicians aren't on their side. They thought it was just Republicans. And they didn't realize now that we're in the middle of an economic crisis, a health crisis, a constitutional crisis, suddenly when they really do need their Democrat lawmakers to respond, they're, you know, waving them away. You know, get away from me, you dirty, unwashed masses. You know, I have a vacation to go to in Mexico and you're in my way.
No, you're absolutely right, Kira. Really quickly here, we're running out of time, but I do want to get your take on a few of the top stories today. Chris Cuomo indefinitely suspended from CNN. Do you think that he's officially done there, or do you think they're kind of paving the way to bring him back later on?
I never say never. The Democrats love a good comeback. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. He's a rapist. He's still one of the most beloved figures in Democrat lore. So I would never say never, but, I mean, I'm enjoying the schadenfreude.
Yeah, no, I am as well. I'm really, really loving seeing all of this unfold on TV. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, Kira, is the Jussie Smollett trial. I mean, we're getting a lot more information about this, and it's kind of amazing because he's still sticking with the original plot line, which is no, there was a hate crime, and he's still blaming the two brothers. But now it was revealed that he actually did a dry run of this fake hate crime the day before. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
I love the commitment, though. That's a good actor right there. You commit, you know, and you dig in, and that's method acting right there. I love it. I mean, I don't know what else was he going to do. He's just got to ride this out.
Absolutely. Kira Davis from Red State, we thank you so much. Kira, what's your Twitter handle so people can find all your work?
You can find me on Twitter at Real Kira Davis. That's K-I-R-A. And, of course, you can find me over at redstate.com and listen to my podcast, Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. You can find that anywhere that you get your podcast.
It's an excellent podcast. Everyone should check that out. Thank you so much, Kira. We hope to have you on again soon. I love having friends who are in California because they keep me up to date on what it's actually like to live there. And I do feel for people like Kira. She fights the good fight. She tries to get people to open their eyes. And, you know, sometimes I come on here on the show and I get all these stories ready and I'm trying to think of, you know, what's a hot new topic. The topic that people always come back to with me is, what about property value? Like, don't these people care in California that all of this crime and the poop on the sidewalk and the syringes, that it's affecting their property, that it's eventually going to reach their doorstep? And I guess they just don't, or maybe they're just going to keep that house there out of pride and then buy a second home in, I don't know, Florida. But it really is strange to me that all of this progressive policy, it leads to such destruction. But the people who have the private gates and the security, they'll just keep hiring more, building higher walls, higher gates. And then eventually when the crime hits their door, they'll say, listen, I'm one of the good ones. I voted to defund the police. You know, I love Nancy Pelosi. I'm her biggest fan. I gave $10,000 to Nancy Pelosi. Please don't hurt me. I guess that's the plan. I can't see any other way. 844-500-4242. We're going to have the lines open for the rest of the show. We have a lot to talk about. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. This is their most popular offer. You'll have one for your basement, your first floor, and your second floor. Or if you already have the Thunderstorm, this is a great way to knock off three gifts. You get the 3-pack and you can just give these out for Christmas. Don't you think, Jared?
Absolutely, because it's something that everybody can use, whether they know they need it or not. You can't smell your own home, like they say.
Oh,
you know?
My God, that is so true.
So, especially if you have a pet, or if you had a smoker, or if you have an older home where people used to smoke.
You know what you just reminded me of? I was watching a Seinfeld the other day, and George says, oh, I was just honest with her. He broke up with this girl. And Elaine says, how would you like if people were honest with you? And the first thing he says is, what's wrong with me? Is there an odor I'm not aware of? And that's what you're talking about. There might be an odor that you are not aware of, and you should be aware of it. This way you eliminate it. You don't have to have that fear that people are walking into your house going, do they have a dog? I didn't know they had a dog. And it's a great product. It works. It works in minutes. I mean, I turned this on last night. This is going to come to a shock for our audience. As you guys know, I'm very domestic and culinary, and I burnt a pizza. I did not read the directions. I thought it said put it directly on the rack, smoke everywhere, kind of a disaster. I'm done cooking for the week, needless to say. That's my version
of cooking.
Your
cooking privileges have been revoked.
I turn on the thunderstorm. It's gone in like 10 minutes. It's really amazing what this product can do, and it's great for allergies. It purifies the air. Now, here's how you get it. The three-pack offer is great because you're saving $200 on this. You're getting them for under $200, and you're saving $200. This is how you get it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word GRACE3. We're going to have a lot of Joe Biden in the last hour. I don't know how Joe's going to manage to go from telling us inflation is transitory to I guess it's here to stay, but it's not that bad. I don't know. But I know what his solution will be, Jared.
Travel ban?
No. Pump trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into this economy. That should be able to fix the inflation. All right, when we get back, we'll take your calls. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
All right, breaking news. It's a busy news day. The first U.S. case of Omicron has been confirmed in California. We will keep you posted on this. It was kind of, I hate to say it like this, but it was a matter of time. I mean, it came out yesterday that there was already a case in Europe. There was a few cases in Europe. I mean, this is how it tends to work.
It's amazing they already have a test for it.
Well, did they say they can pick it up with the regular? You know how I feel about the test, Jared.
Suspect?
I'm very skeptical about these tests they're always running. But you know what I should read right now, since I do have a little bit of time here, is the article from the woman who found, if I could find it, who found the variant and told people about it, and she's shocked at the response. All right, here we go. I'm going to read this to you now. Nothing has prepared me for the extraordinary global reaction that met my announcement this week that I had seen a young man in my surgery who had a case of COVID that turned out to be the Omicron variant. This version of the virus had been circulating in Southern Africa for some time, having been previously identified in Botswana. But given my public-facing role, by announcing its presence in my own patient, I unwittingly brought it to global attention. She sounds like she regrets ever bringing this up. It's like when I brought up my parents' wedding song and then my mom revealed she wasn't a big fan of it and they ended up fighting about it. And I said, I wish I had never gone down this road. I don't know why I brought this up. Let me be clear. Nothing I have seen about this new variant warrants the extreme action the UK government has taken in response to it. I should add here, which I have not said yet today, but I might be writing about tonight, they're thinking about having people quarantine for 7 days when they return to the United States, even if they have a negative COVID test and are vaccinated. So we're back to basically the beginning of the pandemic because of this variant. Now back to this woman's piece. Yet Britain and other European nations have reacted with heavy travel restrictions on flights from across Southern Africa, as well as imposing tighter rules at home on mask wearing, fines, and extended quarantines. The simple truth is we don't know yet anywhere near enough about Omicron to make such judgments or to impose such policies. That's not going to stop us, though, let me assure you.
Oh, Fauci's talking about it right now. He's already out there.
In South Africa, we've retained a sense of perspective. We've had no new regulations or talk of lockdowns because we're waiting to see what the variant actually means. We've also become accustomed here to new COVID variants emerging. So when our scientists confirmed the discovery of yet another, nobody made a huge thing of it. Many people didn't even notice. But after Britain heard about it, the global picture started to change. Even as our scientists tried to point out the huge gaps in the world's knowledge about this variant, European nations immediately started banning travel from this part of the world. Our government was understandably angered by this, pointing out that excellent science should be applauded, not punished. Now, I am going to actually save the rest of this for the other side, because what she ends up going into is how if this variant is as mild as she has seen in her own work, then this could actually be a good thing. Because the virus is getting weaker. Well, I'll use her own words, because like I always say, I'm not a doctor. but this is definitely worth reading. We'll continue with this. We'll play some Fauci. We'll play some Biden. And we're going to talk about good old Jussie Smollett. Don't go anywhere.